It's the Mornings with Ed show. Welcome, 8:07 the time. And one of my favorite segments all week long is the Artist Corner. And we started this several months ago because right here in our town, right here, you could be living next door to someone who's a fantastic artist and very dedicated in their work and not even know it. So we have so many tremendously talented people who are dedicated to great work in town here. And we're going to meet them one at a time. Pega Samai. Did I do that right?
Yeah.
Welcome. This morning. Pega Samai is with us, local artist, originally from Tehran, with a great story and just beautiful, beautiful art. As I've been studying you this last week or so, just beautiful artwork.
Thank you
for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Yeah.
Now your art, you use it as a tool, right?
Yeah.
To face experiences that you've had?
Yeah.
Tell me about growing up in Tehran.
Yeah, I was born and grew in a post-revolutionary in Iran. So, yeah, so my early experience as a young woman in Iran was, you know, to face a lot of limitation as a woman from the patriarchal, you know, government. And what I face, you know, in Iran is all my subjects in my paintings, you know.
So In Iran, before, when the Shah was in Iran, you were after Shah.
Yeah,
so after the revolution happened.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Was it different for your mom, let's say, in Iran?
Yeah, absolutely.
So under the Shah,
yeah,
women had more freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. It's about all women's, you know, freedom, about all women's, you know, wanting from, you know, to live in a, like, free society,
right,
you know, and to talk or to face, you know, freedom.
So your mom, who grew up in a much freer society than you did, because post-Shah was very limiting for women. It was very, very limiting, right?
Yeah.
So after the revolution, how did your mom feel, oh, my goodness, my daughter is now repressed, basically? And did your parents support your artwork at that time?
Oh, yeah, yes and no, because, you know, because society doesn't accept, you know, the art as a major of a study, or especially for women. So, yeah, I always have this conflict with my parents. They didn't want I have it as a major of a study or as a job, but
because they were afraid for you? Or,
yeah, no, because it is art, you know,
right,
for in Islam. So it's like art is, you know,
not
especially
important
for women. So it's like, it was my passion all the time. So I wanted to have it and I fought it for it. And I, you know, I just continue. So, yeah, but right now they accept it. So,
right.
But, yeah.
Things have changed a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me about the decision to leave Iran.
So, I have, you know, a lot of story because, you know, I lost my first son. So because he was sick. So and after this, you know, we thought, so it's the best time we immigrate. So we immigrated to USA, so around 9 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was that a difficult move? I'm arriving in the United
absolutely.
States and the change of culture?
Yeah, absolutely. It's hard to change your culture, change your city, to start a new living in a country that you don't know anyone. So, or the language is different, you
know?
But yeah, it's hard, yeah.
So the first thing you have to overcome is a language barrier.
Yeah.
And then the society that you stepped into the United States, I'm substantially freer than the society you left.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you take to that like a fish takes to water? Was it an incredible delight, or were you still feeling like you had limitations?
No, actually I like to, you know, for in art, I really like here because I have, you know, with this freedom in here, I can talk more about what I experienced, what I faced, you know, as a woman and as a living woman, and also to be a voice for women who are living there, you know.
Your art and the paintings that I've seen seem to be a voice for women.
Yeah.
You do that on purpose as you paint, I imagine, right?
Yeah.
So your first paintings and the first artwork you did back in Iran, do you notice a difference in the paintings now as you do it? Do you notice a difference in your growth?
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, it's, you know, there is no limitation in creating art.
Right.
Every day is like you're growing and you're growing. And I feel it, you know, when I confront myself, you know, before and here. So I think, I had good practice, you know. And I had good progress, you know. I think my school was a good help for me.
Right. You currently go to LCAD, right?
Yeah, Laguna Beach Art and Design.
What a great place that is. That is so fine for artists. And you're in your final year of the master's program there?
Yeah, this is my last semester in MFA program.
Okay,
yeah.
Now you had taken some time off to have a family, right?
But yeah, it's my wish to be full-time artist, but let's see.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, I like teaching too, but yeah, it's my dream is that. So
I noticed online when I looked at your art, there's a particular painting that caught my eye, and it's of this, what appears to be a very strong woman with a halo of cups and saucers.
Yeah, the Heart of Gravity.
That's called the Heart of Gravity. Okay.
Yeah.
Explain that painting to me. Tell me about that painting if I'm looking at it.
The painting is about, you know, it's about woman. It's not only displaying the galaxy and eight planets.
Right.
It has really deep meaning inside.
Right.
So the cups are a symbol of women as a strong vessel. And they are orbiting around her head and are a symbol of, you know, the power of women. They are like, you know, they don't hit each other. They don't break each other. They are orbiting
in a very organized, concentric pattern.
And I want to show they love each other. They support each other to grow and they raise. And yeah, it's really symbolic.
Right.
And the woman is in the middle. She's holding the sun. The flower is the meaning of birth.
Right.
And yeah.
I see. That's absolutely. if you haven't seen it yet, I would suggest you go on. What's your website or your Facebook address?
Pegasamai.com.
Okay. It's PEGAH. SAMAIE.com. And when you see this painting, you'll see the power behind it. And you'll see her other works, which when you see the women in your other works, they all have a sense of character and pride. And I know that that's you. As I'm talking to you for a few minutes, that's you. When you see now the women's movement here in this country, women that already have far more freedoms than from where you came from. Are you a part of that movement? Are you supportive of that movement?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So yeah, I think we need that to live as an artist.
Right.
We need this freedom.
Right. And it brings me to my next work of art of yours. I noticed that there was a bird nest with the, am I crazy, or is it a bird nest with the glass cover over it and the broken eggshells around it?
Yeah.
Tell me about that piece.
Yeah, I usually paint my still lifes live.
Right.
I set up in my studio and paint them. This is the live painting.
Okay.
And, you know, the nest is a symbol of land, you know, without anybody or mother without children. All children fly out and she is alone in the cage or in the dome.
Right.
So. Yeah, and the dome is like glass dome. It's like really fragile, but it's her environment. It's her life. Okay. You know, it's a sad story.
It is. You know, it's making me a little sad there.
yeah.
But there is sadness in the real world.
Yeah.
There is sadness in art.
Yeah.
Is there a painting that you have that just makes you happy, that makes you feel great? Is there one in particular that you've done recently that makes you really happy?
Yeah, so I just started the painting from my nephew.
Okay.
So, from my knees.
That's okay.
So yeah, this is really, I'm really excited to finish it, and I'm happy for that because I know her, and it's about woman again, but you know, and it's about little girls in Islam and in like Middle East culture. And I'm too excited to finish it, but you know, I just started. It's in process, but okay. I'm really excited for that piece.
Now, is your niece out here or is she back in Iran?
No, she's in Iran.
Okay. Yeah. Now, when you think of little girls in Iran today, when you think of your niece and her friends and people her age, is there a wish that they leave? Is there a wish that they come here?
Yeah.
Do you wish that freedom for them?
Yeah, absolutely. It's part of our nature, right, as a woman, and you know, we want freedom, we want to have a, you know, equal, you know, just rights for all people,
right.
No, you know, no different between men and women,
right.
So I wish for all girls and women, all parts of the world, not just in Islam culture, you know,
right,
any parts that they face, you know, this limitation, yeah.
In a patriarchal society like Iran is, and having grown up in that, forget the government, forget the fact that it's a government thing, but in the households themselves, is it still that? Is it still the man dominates, the man works? Is it still that?
Yeah, it's very cultural,
okay,
you know, but it's because of the society, I believe, and it happens in the households too, because we are part of society, you know,
right.
Each family is part of that. So, but yeah, so we should, it's hard to change the minds, you know,
right.
But it takes time, but I wish for all people, and yeah.
When you see, let's say young people with Iranian backgrounds, let's say people born here with Iranian parents, okay? Let's think of that teenager. Is there an Americanization of them that is against the culture of Iran?
I think it happens in here,
uh-huh,
because really living and, you know, the city we are living now,
right,
it really matters to our thinking, you know, and even if we have that background,
right,
you know, I think with the new home,
right,
you know, we feel change, you know, in our minds. So I believe, but let's
okay
see. I don't know. I am the mother of, you know, but I don't know. Hopefully.
Now, in the painting you're working on for your niece, how much longer until this is in completion, do you think? Are you working on it a little bit at a time? Or?
Yeah, so for me, because I'm working really realistic,
right,
you know, I really need a lot of time, especially right now because I'm in my last semester. I have a lot to do, but
right,
I'm too slow now. But yeah, but really takes time for realistic painting.
Right.
So it's like, yeah.
And where can we find your art? Where are you displayed?
So, you know, I'm in Laguna Beach Art Festival,
right,
you know, every summer.
Right. That's where I caught you this summer, was the Festival of Arts Grounds.
Yeah. Right.
Hard to miss. And no kidding, you can't walk by your booth without stopping. That's what's cool about it. You know, you think,
thank you.
Oh, thank you. Let me stop. You don't just walk by. You have to stop at your booth. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I have my Instagram, but right now I don't have, you know, any posted, you know, like solo show.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm too busy with my study now. But, yeah, my plan is to have some, so
okay,
in the future. But right now, so I have all my paintings in Instagram and in art festival at summer. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And your Instagram page is also
Pegasa My Art.
Okay. And again, that's PEGASAMAIE for listeners that want to find her. It is definitely worth the search. Your art is beautiful. If you missed any portion of this, it'll be up on the podcast page a little bit later on the KX93.5 website. Pegasa My, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We look forward to having you back.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you soon.